Okay, let's start with Zvachim Daf Pei Aleph, where we are picking up on Pei Mabez, a couple of lines up from the bottom. We're talking about the cases of Ta'aroves. We have two more blot left to this Perek, Perek HaTa'aroves, Perek Kol HaZvachim, Shenis Arvu, and the Mishnah, and on Daf Ayin Tes, and the Brisa that we had yesterday on Daf Pei, discussed various issues of Taruvos. What we're talking about are Taruvos of Nitana, Matana Achas, and Esarvu, Matana Achas, or 1 and 4, or Lamala and Lamata, Lamata, Lamala, all different versions. So we discussed yesterday also a three deos in the Amoraim, Reish Lakish, Rava, and Rav Ashi, regarding the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, about the case from the Mishnah Maseches Para, where if there is a some of the mechatas that some water fell into, what do you do? Rabbi Eliezer says that you are mazeh twice, mazeh shteazos, and the Chachamim say it's pasul. And there are, the Gemara said, we understand the Rabbanan sheet, though it's possible, because the Hazah needs a shear, and you're not Mitzarev L'Hazah, so we know Yesh Bila, but what is the reason for Rabbi Elazar? So there were different deos. One of the deos was Rav Ashi on the bottom of Pei Amid Aleph had said, Ein Bila Yazeh Shtei Hazos. Because we hold Ein Bila, that there is no perfect mixing or blending, and therefore you have to do more than one. Because if there's no mixing, maybe if you do one, then you're not doing the proper, the blood that's in the proper place. You have to do more than one, and therefore Yazesh Te Hazos, that was Rav Ashi. And then we went into a couple of questions, whether that is sustainable, that Shita, that suggestion of Rav Ashi of Ein Bila. So we're still discussing that, quoting from the Mishnah, quoting from the Brises. We are on Pei Amid Beis. Let's go back up to Tashma, about five lines up. Tashma, Hanitana Matana Achas, Shenis Arvu, Benitana Matana Achas, Yatana Matana Achas. If you have mixed up, our Mishnah said, matanos that are supposed to be one, yitana matana achas, get mixed up, matana matana achas, like bechor and meiser, so then you just do one. The amrit ein bila, but if you say ein bila, that there is no full mixing, so amai yinata matana achas, so why would one be enough? Dilma mehai kayav, mehai lo kayav. Maybe I'm only giving from one and not from the other, and therefore how could I be yotze both karbanos? Answer, achas ba'achas. When the Mishnah says that matitana matana achas doesn't really mean yinatnu b'matana achas, it means that you have to do one of each. One of each, and if it's one of each, so then you are for sure covered. That's what Harashi explains to the Gemara. Achas ba'achas, shir matana mizeh, v'shir mizeh. You give one of each. V'ketani yinatnu matana achas, Bishvil kalachar kamar, tahainu shte matanos. The names are shte and mem is bayach. They're both, and therefore, even if you say ein bila, it would be covered. Says the Gemara, what about the next line? Matan arba, sachanami, yishinis arvu, arba, ba'arba. Same thing, right? You don't say that it's just four, because again, then you might be giving only from one of the karbanos if you say ein bila. So you're going to have to do four each. Matan arba matana achas. What about the next line? Where the next case you have matan arba. Let's say it's supposed to be on the two corners, like in ola b'matana achas. So what about that case? Also, it says that's the case of machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Do you do one? Do you do four? Baltosif, baltigra. So says the Gemara. So what about that case? That also seems to say that you're only going to, well, in the machlokas, let's say one sheet that says one, and one is going to be good enough. V'chitema, and if you say, says the Gemara, hachanami v'nisari ba'achas, here too we're talking about where nisari ba'achas, wa matana achas, wa from the bechor, you have one matana from the bechor, got mixed up with dalad matano, shtayim shein arba from the ola, and it just says that, And we're going to be mokimit exactly like we were just mokimit, that it really means you're no saying five, four and one, so you're all covered, because, again, we're trying to understand this like Rav Ashi, that ein bila, v'chitim, again, ha'chanami v'nisari v'achas, and there's no extras, just four and one, to make sure that you do from all of them, see hachi, but then Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, but when they then have the discussion of Baltosif and Baltigra, so Rabbi Yeshua says, how are you over al Baltosif? He says to Rabbi Elazar, how can you do four instead of one? Maybe you're violating Baltosif with the dam of the Bechar, but hacha Baltosif mehecha. What Baal Tosef would you be violating? If all you have is dam, enough dam for one matana of Bechor, and altogether you're doing five, there's no way that you're going to be doing more than one matana of the Bechor, because all you have is enough for one. So therefore, what kind of Baal Tosef are you talking about? Baal Tosef Mehecha, what's Rabbi Yeshua really asking? Rashi, Hari Ein Kan Mina Bechor Ela Kadeh Matana. All you have is enough for one matana. So where would the Baal Tosef be? Where would the Baal Tosef be? So there's what to talk about on that line. Let's just read the next answer. So Rav is going to say that Rav Ashi's suggestion of Ein Bila is not really relevant to our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is talking about a different type of case. Ela Amar Rava. Rava says, Bibalu lo pligi. Really, in a case where there was Belila, there wouldn't be our machlokas. Rav Ashi says, Ein Bila le Rabbi Lazar, but the Mishnah is not talking about a case of Balos. That's why, according to if it would really be Balol, then there wouldn't be a machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim in that case. Ki pligi bekosos. The machlokas is only if different, the matanos were in different kosos, and then they got mixed up. And the issue is, like we said earlier, Rowan, are you allowed to say that the extra kosos are viewed as water? Lora balazar islay Rowan, lora banan les lahu Rowan. Period. So that's there's no problem with Rav Ashi and the Mishnah. Okay, stop there for a moment. So the Gemara, we'll have a little bit more of a discussion we had already on the last daf about Baal Tosef and Baal Tikra, but here it comes up again. So again, on the line of Baal Tosef Mehecha. Tosef is here. Tosef is printed on the previous Amud on Peyam Abeis. The Tosef is here wonders about this line of Baal Tosef Mehecha. Said, how could there be Baal Tosef if you only have one matana of a Bechor in this whole mixture? So Tosef asks, Temeli, haloba matana achas shel Bechor, e efshar shelo yuchlu lechalek l'shtayim. If you only have one, and even if you hold, let's say, Ein Bila, but let's say you're going to be splitting it into two matanos, the amount is only of one, but it's going to end up going possibly on two, because you do Shtayim Shein Arba. V'yim kein dilma yav mine l'shtei kronos. So maybe you'll be taking each of those, and you'll be doing it onto two kronos, and it's usually only done onto one. V'yav agav de Ein Bila, even if you say there is no full mixing, zeo she yachol lios mi zeh hadam levado. V'hu adin matana achas yachol lios ba midam zeh midam zeh. So each one can have some from each. And therefore, Dilma Chokul Lishtei Kronos, V'lo Klum. So you have the opposite problem, Astosis. Maybe it was split, half on each one. You don't have enough Hazah for each Kronos, and therefore, it didn't even function as a Matana. The Yeshlomar says Tosfos, the Yeshir Lishtei Kronos. Really, there's enough in this Bechor Dam for Shtei Kronos. The Kivan De'ein Bila Ein Kan Rak Safek Baal Tosef. So you're for sure going to be covered because Ein Bila, and there's only enough for two kronos. So therefore, the only issue possibly is Baal Tosef. Umishim safek zeh lo yaniach karbano. Because of a potential Baal Tosef, so you are not going to be prevented from doing the mitzvah. In other words, there's no Baal Tosef if you're trying to do the mitzvah, and the only chash problem is not that you're not going to do the mitzvah, but that might be violate Baal Tosef. And even if it's mixed up, Tosef continues and goes into that. This is the Rishonim elsewhere, and the Achronim here discuss this Shita of Tosef, that if there's a Suffolk about whether you are going to do the mitzvah, and the only potential problem is Baal Tosef, there's not going to be, you're still going to do the mitzvah. Like the Sfas Emes says here, explaining the words of Tosfos, he says, he quotes, V'nir lahosif al devrehem, the kiva, the mitzvahs nesinas bechor atzmo, adayin safek, safek iyatza matan achas, the mitzvah of matan bechor is still mesupak if you only do one. The shema lo hayim idama bechor, maybe you didn't do Bidam Bechor because of Ein Bila. That's what we're up to in the Gemara now. V'im kein kivan to adayin mitzvahs matan Bechor alav. Since the mitzvah matan Bechor is still upon him, b'mesha nasan matan beis b'makom acher, leslan ba. The fact that you did a second matan at a different place is not going to bother us. V'lo chashav klal Baal Tosef. D'mechuyev hu litein od matana v'kayim matan Bechor bevadai. until you are yotze your mitzvah, and the reason that you are acting is to try to be yotze the mitzvah, there is no bal tosef. Bal tosef cannot be violated if your kavana is to try to be yotze a mitzvah, right? And that's part of the shitas are saying. Hari over bal tosef, hari over al batigra, right? That's what the shita would answer, right? The last answer of the Mishnah, when Rabbi Yeshua says, "I'd rather not do a ma'isa and violate bal tigra than do a ma'isa and violate bal tosef." So Rabbi Elazar would answer back, "It's not bal tosef." It's not bal tosef if you're not sure if you did the mitzvah yet, so therefore you have to keep doing it. Whenever you have a suffix, there's no bal tosef. Right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch discusses as well in Orach Chaim, in Hilchos Chol HaMoed. In Hilchos Chol HaMoed, really Hilchos Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Right? That's the Shulchan Aruch at Siman Lamed Aleph. Shulchan Aruch discusses whether there's Tefillin on Shabbos, Yantif, Chol HaMoed. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin, as we know, there is no Tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif. Not only is one putter from tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif, it is usur to wear tefillin. B'Shabbos v'Yantif usur lahaniach tefillin. Mipnei sheheim atzmam os. Because tefillin is an os, Shabbos and Yantif is an os. And if we wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif, we are being mezalzel. Im meinichim bohem os acher hayazilzel oshel lahem. If we wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif, we're being mezalzel on the os of Shabbos and Yantif, as if to say it's not good enough, and therefore I have to have another os. So that's why we do not wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif, right? The Chazal, the Rishonim quote, Al Pishtei Edim Yakum Davar. You always need two osos. So Bris Mila is also an os. So on a weekday we have Bris Mila and Tefillin, and on Shabbos we have Tefillin. We have Shabbos and Yantif and Bris Mila, but we don't have the os of Tefillin because that would be a zilzo. So what about Chol HaMoed? What about Chol HaMoed? So that is the discussion in the poskim, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Chol HaMoed also. It's also to be meniach tefillin because the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it is also an os based on Kabbalistic sources, a medrash ne'alam, and other rishonim. Chol HaMoed gam kein also leniach tefillin. Me'atam azeh ba'atzmo shimei Chol HaMoed gam heimos. That's what the Vilna Gaon paskins, and that's the minhag of Eretz Yisrael also, that nobody wears tefillin. Hagad, but the Ramah says v'yesh omrim shechol HaMoed chayeh betefillin. The Ramah quotes maybe there is a reason to wear tefillin, v'cheinogin v'chol galilos elu, v'hanicham b'moed u'levarech aleihem, elashein mevarchem aleihem b'kol ram, v'beis haknesses k'mo sh'ayim mos ha'shara. Okay, you make the bracha quietly. And the Mishnah Berurah here summarizes the achronim. What about the issue of bal tosef? Is there a potential issue of bal tosef? So, if you look back on the first halacha, the fact that on Shabbos and Yantif, we don't wear tefillin, it will be a zilzul. V'gam over bishum la bal tosef. If we wore tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif, we'd violate bal tosef. V'hu she'nicha l'shem mitzvah. If we wore them l'shem mitzvah on Shabbos and Yantif, avo b'manicha shelo l'shem mitzvah, ein bo mishum bal tosef, v'gam mishum zilzul ein bo. If you don't wear it l'shem mitzvah, there's no bal tosef, and there's no zilzul, unless you would wear it bifar hesya. Okay, that's the sugis and meseches erevin. If you found tefillin outside without an erev, you're allowed to wear it. No issues of a masa or baltosef. But if you look later on in the Mishnah Berurah on the Ramah, where the Ramah discusses the minhag of wearing it on Chol HaMoed, says the Mishnah Berurah here, ha'achronim eskim lo das ha'taz, to yozer tov l'anicha b'li bracha. Even though the Ramah quotes a bracha, saying it quietly, the Taz quotes, and the achronim agree to this, the Mishnah Berurah says, no bracha. Ki ha'bracha zeyna ma'akbos, v'savi brachas l'hokel. Uv'pracha ha'graz l'alkasav, she'en l'das, ha'yish omrim ikar b'shas. So the Taz, the achronim, more like the Taz, there's no bracha, and the Mishnah Berurah says, maybe you should follow that, because the Gras says that there is no source of shas to wear tefillin. And that's why he's against wearing tefillin. And therefore, at least regarding the bracha, maybe don't do, says the Mishnah Berurah. I'll call upon him. Linyan bracha bevada yesh lahachmir, gam kodem anacha yachshov b'dayto. Here's the key line for us. Before you put it on, think. Im ani mechuyev ani manichan l'shem mitzvah. If I'm mechuyev to wear tefillin today, and it's not an os, then I'm doing it l'shem mitzvah. V'im lav ein ani manichan l'shem mitzvah. U'bazei yati dei kuli alma. Then, if you have a mitzvah al tnai, then you're yotze da aflas over the Chol HaMoed enos man tefillin eno over al bal tosef. Kiva shina machavein ba'anachas on l'shem mitzvah vaday. V'kolshke jein lochesh bazilis or zilzel. Dezeh gamkein eno el b'mizkayim l'shem mitzvah. And if you're doing it, because you might be chayiv in the mitzvah, there's not going to be bal tosef. Not going to be bal tosef. Just like Tosfos in the Sfas Emes explains here, that if I'm still not sure, if I'm doing something because I'm not sure if I did the mitzvah, there wouldn't be baltosif. That line where the Gra says there's no ikar b'shas, there are suggestions amongst the achronim that is there any gemara that implies anything about tefillin on chalamoy? The Gra says there's no ikar b'shas to wear tefillin. The quote the Soloveitchik family from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik that he thought there is was a source of shas, but whether we're tefillin on chalamoy or not. The Gra in Erech and Daf Yud. Erech and Daf Yud, it comes up another place too, but that's for the Gemara about Hallel, about saying Hallel. When do we say Hallel? So the Gemara has a list of the 18 days we say Hallel. Oh, we say it a full Hallel, obviously on Sukkot or every day, and on Pesach on the first day, and on Shavuos, and the days that we say Hallel. The Gemara goes into why don't you say Hallel on each of the other days. The Gemara says why don't you say Hallel on Shabbos? The Gemara says no, Shabbos is not called a Moed. Why do you say Hallel on the other days of Pesach? The Gemara says no. You don't say Hallel on the Chol Hamoed days of Pesach, so it's not appropriate to say Hallel on the last days of Pesach. Let me just find the line in the Gemara relating to Chol Hamoed that we want to quote. So it's the Gemara at the end of on the bottom here of Yudam and Aleph. And then you add on a couple of days in Chutzlar. So ask the Gemara. So why don't you say it every day on the other days of Pesach? So the Gemara says, the Chag Chalukin Kabbarna Sayan, the Pesach ain't Chalukin Kabbarna Sayan. Fine, you have to have a unique carbon. And on Pesach, you bring the same carbon every day, so that reflects there is not a new Kedushas Hayom, so no new Hallel. Shabbos, what about Shabbos, has a unique carbon? Lo Ikri Moed. What about Rosh Chodesh, the Ikri Moed, Lema? Rosh Chodesh has a unique carbon, and it's a Moed. Lo Ikdish Ba'asiyas Malacha. It was not sanctified. Lo Ikdish Ba'asiyas Malacha. So Rabbi Chaim was Madaik, and then the Gemara goes into Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Purim, Balo Ikdish Ba'asiyas Malacha. So says Rabbi Chaim, why did the Gemara earlier? The Gemara said, Sukkis, you say Hallel, every day of Sukkis. What do you mean? Chol Hamoed, Lo Ikdish Ba'asiyas Malacha. There's no Issa Malacha on Chol Hamoed in the same way that there is on Yantif. So explain Rabbi Chaim, it must be from the Gemara, the Isra Malacha of Chol Hamoed, or the Heter of Malachas. Really, Chol Hamoed is Ikdish Ba'asiyas Malacha. It has an Isra Malacha inherently, conceptually, it's just that there are Heterim. There are Heterim, the five Heterim of Malacha and Chol Hamoed. Davar HaAvid, and Sarach HaMoed, and the Maisa Hedyot, all the different Heterim that are quoted in the beginning of Hilchos Chol Hamoed. But fundamentally, it is Ikdish, because that you need that in order to be able to say Hallel. So it is Ikdish, that means it's an os. And if it's fully an os, that's why Reb Chaim thought this is a raya that one does not wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed, and it's such a raya that you don't even usually say, just do it without a bracha. No, he felt he was so convinced that this is the case, that there is no suffix. But either way, that comes back out of this Tosfos and the Sas Emes here, that if you're still not sure whether you did the mitzvah, there is no Baal Tosef. There are other, again, similar ideas when there's no Baal Tosef, if you're doing it for a good reason. If you're doing something for a good reason, or an expanded reason of what you're supposed to do, so there also is no Baal Tosef. That's the discussion also in Rosh Hashanah, where the Rishonim discuss how we blow so many kolos for shofar. Again, another, we mentioned this yesterday. So many kolos, Tosfos discusses. Don't you buy it? The Gemara says, why do you have tkiyas to meyushav and tkiyas to meumad? So the Gemara discusses, la'arbe v'sasatan. But the Tosfos asks, and the Rishonim asks, what about Baal Tosef? What about Baal Tosef? So Tosfos is yesod there in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin is, there's never Baal Tosef by doing the one mitzvah more than once. Kigon, a Kohen, mevarech v'chozer u'mevarech oso tzibur atzmo. If the Kohen, birchas Kohenim, more than once. Onotel lulav, v'chozer menotel. Or shofar, more than once. And then his example is, also, v'gabi matanos v'chor nami. Im nosein v'keren echad beiz pa'amim. Ain't Zeb Baal Tosef, right? That is not Baal Tosef. Tosfos was worried about different chronos, but that is the Tosfos that if you do one mitzvah more than once, so then there is no There is an Alba Tosef. The Rashba there in Rosh Hashanah has a different suggestion. There's no Bal Tosef if the Rabbanan told you to do it. Right? Different. There's no Bal Tosef when it comes to a Takana de Rabbanan. That is the answer of the Rashba. V'mustavra de lo kasha klal. De lo omer hasam dikim mishu Bal Tosef elahecha b'mashu mosef ida atzmo. Kigon Kohen. Tosef bracha mishalo. V'ina miyashe b'shmini basukka shemiskavim l'mitzvah v'chulu. Avo b'masha omdu chachamim. V'tiknu l'tzorech. Whatever the Rabbanan told you to do, ain't kan Bal Tosef. There's no Bal Tosef there. Kfar Amra Torah. Al pi HaTorah sheYerucha. The Torah itself said you have to listen to the Rabbanan. So if the Rabbanan say to do something that's not a hosaf on the Torah, the Torah told you to listen to the Rabbanan, and therefore there wouldn't be a problem of Bal Tosef in that case. And that's similar to what the Rambam says. Though the Rambam is an added chiddush, is a chiddush gadol. We know generally, so far the examples that we've had were Bal Tosef when it comes to a chetzah shal mitzvah, or a Bal Tosef in the Maisa HaMitzvah. The chetzah shal mitzvah, lulav, and tzitzis, and the parshias of the tefillin, those were examples given in Rashi and the Ramban there in Dvarim, beginning of Perek Daled, in the chetzah shal mitzvah, or in the Maisa HaMitzvah. If I sit in the sukkah on an extra day, or I do an extra zrika, or I do an extra birchas kohanim, so that's in the Maisa HaMitzvah. So there's Bal Tosef in the Chafs, there's Bal Tosef in the Maisa. The Rambam adds on a third category. There's Bal Tosef in Psak. Bal Tosef in Psak. What is the Rambam talking about? That's the long Rambam for Rambams. The Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Tes, and Ilchas Mamrim. And if this will continue the Gemara, the Rambam says, relating to what the Rashba just said about no Bal Tosef by Yisurei Durabanan. Ho el v'yesh lebezin ligzor v'lesser davar hamutter v'yamod yisuro ledoros. Since bezin has the power to make a law and it will stand for generations, v'chein yesh lehen lahatir yisuri torah lefisha, and they could also be matir horasha mazesh yisira torah lo sosef alav lo sigra bimenu shelo lo hosef al divrei torah v'lo legro mehen v'lekvo hadavar lo olam v'davar shubena torah. So what is Bal Tosef and Bal Tigra about if the Rabbanan have this power? Ketzad, Hare, the Rambam explains. Kosev batar lo sevashol gedi b'chalev imo. The Torah says the Isra basar b'chalav. V'pi ashmu alamdu shezeh ha-kosev asur levashel v'lechol basar b'chalav. You can't eat basar b'chalav. Beef, behema beef or chaya beef. Aval basar ha'of mutter v'chalav min ha-Torah. Basar ha'of is mutter. If a bezin would ever come and say it's mutter to eat basar chaya b'chalav, that is baltigra. V'im yeser basar of v'yomar shehu b'chlal ha-gedi v'huasur min ha-Torah harei zeh mosif. The Rabbanan would violate Bal Tosef, says the Rambam, if they would say that their Issa d'Rabbanan is really an Issa d'Araisa. What the Torah really meant is of too. Aval, im amar basar of mutter min ha-Torah, ve'eno ne'esor, ve'anu ne'esor oso, ve'nodia la'am, shehu gzeira, and we'll let everybody know that it's asa d'rabanan, shelo yava min ha-davar chova, ve'yomer of mutter, ve'bnei shelo nisparish kacha chayim muteres, and so people won't blur the lines between the isa d'rabanan and the isa d'araisa, ve'chulu, and all that might come to Matir A, B, C, D, and E. Ein zeh mosef elo osa siyag latorah v'chein kol kayotze bazet. So that is not a problem of Bal Tosef because the Rabbanan are acknowledging this is the Daraisa and this is the Rabbanan what we're adding on. And the Rav is not happy about that. Kol ela yisaruach shekol davar shegazro olav v'asru l'siyag v'lishmer shal Torah ein b'mishon lo tosef. He says similar to the Rashba, afilu kavulu daros v'azuk shal Torah. Okay, either way, this is the Rambam, though. If they would say it's also in a Torah, that would violate Bal Tosef. What are they adding on? They're adding on to a mitzvah. They're adding on in Psak. So that is another kind of Bal Tosef. There's Bal Tosef, again, in the Maisa mitzvah, in the Chetzah mitzvah, and there's Bal Tosef in Hora'ah. That is the Chiddush of the Rambam. Again, there's a lot more. There's the Klei Yakar has a discussion of Bal Tosef. By the way, that's also the Vilna Gaon says that's why maybe the two psukim of Bal Tosef. One is in the singular and one's in the plural. One's in the singular, one's in the plural. The Adaras Elio writes in the Dvarim, maybe those are the two mitzvahs of Bal Tosef. The Bal Tis, the one that says Bal Tosef Lashon Rabim Lo Tosifu Al Hadavar Velo Sigru Mimenu, that's on Bezdin. And the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, which is Lashon Yachid Lo Sosif Allah Velo Sigru Mimenu, that is Lagabe Kol Yachid. The Minchas Asher and Simin Vav and Dvarim thinks that, but if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam quotes the opposite. The Rambam quotes Lo Sosif Allah the singular by the Bezdin Psak, by the Horah. So he says maybe the Gra is correct, but in the opposite way. Because sometimes you find when there's something on Bezdin, it's formulated as the singular. When it's on each and every person, Chazal always say that that's when it's in the plural. Usfartem lachem imacharas haShabbos. Sfir saomer is in the plural because it's sfir lekol echad ve'echad. Right? Lakachtem lachem bayam arishon. Lakicha lekol echad ve'echad. When something's on Bezdin, then it's the singular. V'safartem lacha. When you count the years of Shmita and Yovel, so that it says in the singular, and that's a mitzvah on Bezdin. Right? Safarta, right, that's the singular. So again, the same chiluk of the Gra, but maybe in the opposite way. And again, he has a discussion of that there in Simin Vav. Okay, let's continue now on the fifth line. That's what we're up to. Says the Gemara, Ubi Balol, Lo Pligi, is it really true that there's no machlokas about Balul, right? Rabbi just suggested to save Rav Ashi that there's no machlokas about Balul. The Mishnah's talking about a case where the kosos just got mixed up. Vatanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the following brisa says that there is beferish of machlokas about Balul. Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo nechol gor blaz vechachavim al dam chatas. Shenis arev v'dam ola sheyikrav. There's no machlokas with a dam chatas and dam ola got mixed up. Everybody agrees you are makriv that. And then you would be able to say, Rowan in that case. But Roveva nearby Shaloh Yikrav, Roveva nearby got mixed up that blood with an animal that an Avera was done with, so that's for sure not Hokrav. Even Rabbalaza would agree to that. Aman Echlaku, Al Dam Tamima, Shinis Ari Badam Ba'alas Mum. The Machlokas is with a Dam of a Tam and the Dam of a Ba'mum got mixed up. Shrebalaza Omer Yikrav. Rabbalaza says, you're Makrav in that case. Bain Babalul, Bain Bakosos. Rabbi Elazar says, you are makrav there, beferish, even if it's balul, even if it's mixed up in the same cup. Tacham omrim lo yikrav, tacham say not. Answers the Gemara, says he beferish. So it's against that suggestion of Rava. The Gemara answers, you're right, it's a machlokas about what the machlokas would be about. Rabbi Yehuda, libad Rabbi Elazar, masti, bein babalul, bein bakosos. This brisa says that Rabbi Yehuda would explain the machlokas even about balul. Rabbana bakosos pligi. But the Rabbanan could argue in the previous sources and say it is only Bekosos and is not in a case of Balbo. Period. Next section. Amar Abaya. Lo Shanu. When do we say there's a Machlokas here? This Machlokas about, let's say, Chatas and Ola in the Mishnah where the Rabbanan say, Yishafich La'ama, you have to pour it out. You don't say Rowan. That's only before you start. Lo shanu ella tchilas chatas va'ola. You have the blood that's mixed up. Some of it's a chata, some of it's an ola. That's what the rabbanan say. You have to pour it out. Yishafech la'ama, because you don't want to, you don't say rowan, and therefore, if you have chatas and ola, you start with chatas, lamala, but you might be doing ola lamala, and therefore that's a problem. And that's where you have to be, yishafech la'ama. Aval, what happens if you already did lamala, and all you have left is lamata? So then, do you have to be nervous that you're doing some of the chatas that's supposed to be lamala, you're doing that lamata? So the Gemara says that's not a worry. Aval sof chatas ve'ola divrei akol makamola makam shirayim. Abaye says that's not a problem because what's left? You already did chatas above. So what's left? The rest of the chatas, that's shirari chatas. Where are you supposed to do shirari chatas? Shvicha shirayim. That's done at the yisod of the mizbeach. But isn't that, says Abaye, Nechshav, the halachic, same place as where you're about to put the matanos of the ola. Matanos of the ola is put lamata michuta sikra. The shvicha shirayim of the chatas are put by the yisod. What if you, like, put the shvicha shirayim a little bit higher? You don't put it on the horizontal part of the yisod. You put it on the vertical corner of the wall there, so maybe it's the same place. That's what Abaye says. If you've already done the chatas above, then the rabbanan would agree that you could do the matanos of the ola, because it's the same thing, right? It's the matanos of the ola and the shvicha shirayim of the chatas, and therefore you wouldn't be doing anything in the wrong spot. And they wouldn't say yishafech la'ama in that case. Tosfos here has 2 days, whether it has to be that it's tchilas ola mamish, right? Or if it's the second matana of the ola. We know the ola is shtayim shehein arba. So have you not done any ola yet, or you've done the first, now you're up to the second one, which is in exactly the same corner on the southwest corner. That's 2 days in Tosfos here. The Chok Nosan and the Mefarshim talk about what the difference between the 2 days are. Maybe just look at the first day in Tosfos. The matana shniyah shel ola mairi. First Tosfos says maybe he's only talking about the second matana of the ola. That's when you recognize, you realize what you're doing. Shehi bekeren ma'arav is dromis. So if they're both in the southwest corner, fine. That's where the shirayim of the chatas is, and that's where the second matana of the ola is going to be. The zem makom shirayim shel chatas. Aval b'matana rishona shel ola. Yishavach la'amal rabbanan. If you haven't done any ola yet, then the rabbanan would still say that you have to pour it out. The ein zem makom shirayim. In the northeast corner. The dam ola bekeren mizrach es phonis. V'shirayim bekeren ma'arav is dromis. So that's the first day of Tosfos. Mio Yeshlomar, Kiva di Yisod Dromi Element Apasik. But then Tosfos says, maybe because it's only based on a Svara, Imkin Ein Kpeda, Im Yitne B'Mizrachet Tzvon is Lakshar Dam Tchila Sola. Maybe it's okay if you do the Shri Hishraim there, on that little corner where there is a Yisod, a little bit wrapped around. Okay, 2 days in Tosfos. How much you had to have done yet. But that is Abaye's Yisod, though. Abaye's Shita is that if it's being done in the on the bottom part of the Mizbeach, so then the vertical wall of the Mizbeach under the Chuta Sikra and the horizontal top of the Yisod, that all would be the same halachic place. Good. Amalei Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef argues, Hachi Amar Rav Yehuda, Shirayim, Tzrichin, Itztava. No, the Shirayim, the Shvichat Shirayim required the Itztava, the top, the horizontal top of the Yisod, and therefore it's not the same place. And the Rabbanan would argue, even if all that's left to do is the Shvicha Shirayim, V'chein Amar Reb Shimon, same Achlokas, Loshonu El Atchilas Chatas V'Ola, Aval Sof Chatas V'Ola, Divrei Yakol Makom Ola, Makom Shirayim, same place, Amar Reb Yochanan, V'Tei Mer Reb Elazar, Adayin Hi Machlokas. So it will still be a Machlokas, and the Shidduch Kibetz adds in here in Os Tes, Ula Rabbanan Yishafek La'ama. And the Rabbanan would say, even in this case, you have to pour it out. The Ein Lishanos Shel Tchilas Ola Shehi Bezakifa Bishvil Hakshar Shirayim Shetun and Itztava V'chein Ifcha Aser. It's still considered different places, and therefore you wouldn't be able to do it. Remember the Briskarav we've mentioned, both the Briskarav in the Grizal Rambam on page Lamed Vav, and it's also we had earlier on Daf Nun Aleph. The Griz discusses that the whole bottom part of the Mizbeach might be called Yisod in a certain way. And he brings Rayas to this, but one of them is our Gemara. He quotes this Gemara, V'hinei l'kaman, Pei Aleph, this is the Griz on Daf Nun Aleph. So he quotes our Gemara here, and he quotes this line of Abaya and of Yosef, and he says, Hari Mavur Mizeh, Delamata Michut HaSikra, Af Shehu Nosein Al Kir HaMizbeach, Mizkayim Bazeh Nesina Al HaYisod. Right, even Rav Yosef says that it needs Itztava, but not that it's not Yisod on the vertical part of the Mizbeach. So he thinks that's what he says. He says, you see here, it's the whole bottom part is called Yisod. V'yochol litin sham gam shirayim. The author of Yosef the Palag al zeh, hayno sheish odin b'shirayim d'tzrich an itztava. Ava v'ha gam umodeh, t'bizrika shamata yesh gam Yisod. That's what's considered. Ulufize nireh. And then he says, the hach din et k'neged ha-yisod. So therefore, let me explain. This din, that you need the shvich ha-shayim k'neged ha-yisod, ein ha-pirashu t'nai behechshar ha-mekomos b'mizbeach atzmo. Rak t'chsiv bahen mitzvahs yisod. The t'chilas matan damim shal ola v'shlamim t'unin yisod. V'chal sham yisod bizrikas lamata michot ha-zikra. V'shayach l'melav zeh mishirayim. Right, it's called a avodas ha-yisod. Kiven de zegam kimi did tunas yisod. V'yimkin koze lo shayach ala benitar lamata, v'chadas v'ola sa'of lo shayach lo mashir eskayim bezyukas on lamala, din zvika kenegar yisod. De lamala mechot ha-sikra, bevade lo mekiri nesines yisod. T'var muvorim, he says, look in the Pirush Mishnayis of the Rambam, in Parakache Kachim, which we had earlier. Okay, but that's an important griz, where he talks about the Mizbeach might be broken up into two parts. There's Keren and there's Yisod. Even though there's physically Yisod and physically a Keren, halachically, the Chut HaSikra might break it up into a conceptual distinction that plays a role in other places as well. Good, let's continue. Masav Rafuna Bar Yehuda. Yes, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, is this really true that you might be able to put it in the same place? Masa Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Kodesh Haim. This is talking about the Bechor. Bechor, they, the blood, it is Kodesh. It is Kodesh, but Haim is plural. So, as Rashi explains here, it's trying to tell us it still exists. Haim, it is exists, even if it gets mixed up into other bloods, it hasn't lost its name, its status, and you can still be makrovit. Kodesh Haim. Shiris Ari Vadam Kachem Acheri Mikruvu, that if it gets mixed up into other bloods, you can be makrovit. What type of other bloods? A Bechar is Dam Lamata. So Rashi says, according to the Rabbanan, it would be a case where it gets mixed up with other Tachtonim blood, not like Chata's blood. So, my love, doesn't this mean, my love, Sof Ola Ubechar, isn't this saying that it retains its status even if it gets mixed up with Ola blood, Sof Ola, and even in a case where you've already done the Dam of the Ola, now all you have to left to do is Bechar, Sof Ola Ubechar, Vishmamina Makam Ola Makam Shirai. You see, it still has its status and you can still do it. You still use it, right? As Rashi says, "Umaylav the Arif b'sof Ola shu Shirayim." Right, it's Shirayim of the Ola. V'hochem l'makom Shiarechatas, and you're going to the place of the Shiarechatas because it's the same place, Fiktani, and you're talking about you're going to do Tchilas Bechor Kasher Bolachat Chila because it's considered the same place. So isn't this a Raya? And it's against Rav Yosef. Lo Tchilas Ola u'Bechor. What we're talking about here is Tchilas Ola u'Bechor, meaning they're both in Makom Echad. Right, Sof Ola is Shvicha Shirayim, and then Bechor is on the vertical part of the wall. But in other words, maybe you're talking about Tchilas Ola Bechor, and that they're exactly B'makam Echad. They're exactly B'makam Echad. And therefore, there's no Raya. The Gemara says, Umay Kamash Malan. If it's, you didn't do anything yet, and it's Tchilas Ola Bechor, so then, what's the Raya? Two bloods got mixed up that are in the exact same, that have to be put in the exact same spot. So what's the Chiddush there? De'ein Olin Mevatlin Zed Zed. The chiddush is that they're not mevatel each other. It's still considered each of the dam of the karbanos. Ein olin mevatlin zed zed. Even if one is the rov, even if one is the rov and one is the muah, we say ein olin mevatlin zed zed. Tosas discusses here. What do you mean? There's other kamash malans that you might say, right? That the how many you do, okay, but not for now. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Is this the source? This is the source for dam not being mevatel dam. In Olam Mevatlin Zezeh, you get it from Kodesh Haim. So the Gemara says, 1 second, Haim, Yivel Lachach Midam Apar Midam Asor Nafka. Don't you know it from the Yom Kippur Pasuk, where the Kohen Gadol takes from the dam of the blood, the cow and the goat, and the blood of the cow is much more. And yet the Torah still calls it from the dam of the Sa'ir also. So isn't that the source for Ein Olin Mevatlin Zezeh? So the Gemara says, Tanoi, he really it's a machlokas Tanoim. Some learn it from Kodesh Haim, and some learn it from Bilacha Midam Apar Midam Asair. So Gemara says, and we'll get back to that. There's a third pasuk first. Masiv Rava, Likrivu B'nei Aharon, continuing as Adam, Vizarku as Adam, this is talking about the carbon Ola. The carbon Ola, you take the B'nei Aharon take the blood, and you Zarek the Dam, all these words Dam are extra. We know what we're taking. So just say, they take it, and the Zarek it. Matam alomar dam dam. Why does it have to repeat the words dam dam here by the avoda of the ola sheyachol? Because I might have said as follows. Ainly, when do we say that you're still makrovit ela elushinis arvu bitmurasa? Only if it gets mixed up with dam that would have the same avoda as it. Shav mechayim tikrav. Because even if when the animals were still alive, if these animals got mixed up, you would still be makrov all of them, because it's the same avoda. Minayan l'rabos todah v'shlamim. How do I know that even if the dam of the ola gets mixed up with dam, todah, and shlamim also, I'm still makrov that? So mirabani, todah v'shlamim, shabam benedah, benedah kamosa. No, misvara I would include it, because all of these, ola, todah, shlamim, all could be volunteered. Minayan l'rabos says to asham. How do I know to even include asham? If dam ola gets mixed up with dam asham, again, they're both Lamata Michuta Sikra. So maybe, how do I know to include that too? Asham is not Babaneda Bredava. What's the Svara to include Asham? Marabani Asa Asham, Shatan Matan Dal Kamosa. It also needs Shtayim Shehein Arba. Becharo Meiser Vepesach Minayin. How do I know to include all of those? Tamalomar? Dam, Dam. So I included it from these extra words, Dam, Dam. That's the Brisa. So here's the same Kasha as before. So my love, in all these cases, especially the last case where the blood gets mixed up, Dam of Ola and Dam of Bechor. My love, Sof Ola u'Bechor. Isn't this talking about the Shvicha Shirayim of the Ola gets mixed up with the Dam of a Bechor? And it says you can still do it. Vishramina Makam Ola Makam Shirayim. And then it will prove again like Abaya, that the makom of the Shvicha Shiraim of the Ola is the same as the where you want to put the Bechor, and therefore anything Lamata and Shiraim is considered the same spot. You don't need Itztava. Lo, there's no Raya. Tchilas Ola Bechor, maybe it's talking about you didn't start anything of the Bechor yet. It's Tchilas Ola Bechor, so it's the same exact spot. Well, Maika Mashmalan, they know Lamavatlan said, right? So therefore there's a third Pasuk now. So now the Gemara says, Mivalachav Midamapar, Midamasar Nafka. Don't you know it from that other Pasuk from Yuma? Tanoyi, Ika Denafka Le Mehacha, Ika Denafka Le Mehacha. So now we have three Psukim that teach me the same halacha of Ein Olin Mevatlin Zed Zed. We have the Pasuk from Yom Kippur, we have the Pasuk by Karban Ola, and we have the Pasuk by Bechor. So now the Gemara says, Vahani Tanoi, why does each one not like the other one? Why do you need three Psukim? So Vahani Tanoi, Mivalachach, Mitam Apar, Mitam Asar Lo Yalfi. So these Tanoim, the one that learned it in our Gemara from Bechor and from Ola, they don't like the Pasuk by Yom Kippur. Mivalach Mitam Apar, Mitam Asar Lo Yalfi, Ksavri, Ein Ma'arvin Lakronos. Because maybe they hold like the Adea, Machlok is there in Yuma, Adaf Nun Zayin. Maybe they hold that before the Kohen Gadol puts it on the Kronos, puts the blood on the Kronos of the Mizbeach Azov, he doesn't mix it. He separately takes the Dama Par and the Dama the Sa'ir. So then there's no Raya for to say that Ein Olin Mevatlin Zed Zed, because it's not mixed up yet. Maybe they hold like the opinion, Ein Ma'arvin LeKronos. Right, and even though the Ritva says there in Yuma, and even though everybody agrees though that you mix it up before you put it in the middle of the Mizbeach, so why don't you prove it from there? But that's not said Mefurish in the Torah. V'lokach l'dam apar l'dam ha-sayir. That's not said Mefurish, therefore there wouldn't be any Raya. The only Raya would be from the cross, and that's a Machlokas. Good. So that's why these Tanam don't hold from that Pasuk. Why do, what about the other ones? B'dam dam lo yalif. So what about dam dam, the extra words by Ola? Dam dam lo mashvelu. So maybe the other two opinions don't think that those words are really extra. Ella mikodesh hey my time lo yalfi. What about the first one we quoted in our Gemara? The extra words by Bechor. Why do the two other opinions do not hold of this these extra words? So Kasavri, they think kodesh heim is teaching me something else by Bechor. Kodesh heim hein kraven vein tmurasan kreva. The Talmud of Chiddush, only they, a Bechor is Hukrav, but the Tmura of a Bechor is not Hukrav. We discussed this a few days ago. The status of a Tmura of a Bechor. Does it go to the Kohen? Does it go to the Yisrael? What are the ingredients? What are the reasons we give the Bechor to the Kohen? Because it's a Karban, because it has the Kedushas Bechor. Because remember, the Tmura of a Bechor is a firstborn. Tmura of a Bechor is not a firstborn. It has the status of a firstborn, possibly, because it's a copy of Bechor, but it's not actually physically the Bechor. So that's why it's a unique carbon. So hein kraven vein tmurasan kreva. That's what we learned from this halacha. So it's not open to teach me anything about ein olin mevatlin zeze v'idach. What about the other opinions? Nafgalei, how do they know that a tmuras Bechor is not hukrav? Me im shor im se lashem hu. Hu karav v'ein tmuraso kreva. Period. So we figured out what the issue is with each of the opinions, each of the three sources for Ein Olin Mevatlin Zed Zed. Besides all the sources, remember the Svara of the Ran. The Ran gives the Svara in a Dharam on Daf Nun Beis for Ein Dam Mevatal Dam and Ein Olin Mevatlin Zed Zed. That's the sugya, the Ran about min b'mino lo batal. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Another way of saying ain olam mevatlin zed zeh, in the words of Rabbi Yehuda, is min b'mino lo batal. That's where Rashi, the Ran discusses it there in Nedarim Daf Nun Beis. Taima mishim de min b'mino lo batal. I think we quoted this recently, but we didn't read it inside. So let's do that now. Lefisha kol davar shehu dome lechavero. Anything that it's similar to its friend, eino machlisho umevatlo. Ela ma'amido umechazko. Anything that's similar to each other does not nullify it, but it strengthens it. Right? If you have two items that are similar, umishem hachi sfir le Rabbi Yehuda bekulu isure demin b'mino labatil v'rabana lamashma hulua. That's what the Rabbi Yehuda shita, and that's this svar in olam mevatlin zed zed. That's the svara for these psukim. The rabbanan don't assume that way because they assume mikol makom min b'mino de iser v'heter. They assume if one's aser, one's mutter, that's not that they're not similar enough to exist. Ein domen zelazeh. There is a clash there. Kivan dechad aser v'chad shari. She'ein roi leilech achar. This is the key line. She'ein roi leilech achar dimyonam be'etzem. Don't go by what they are in reality. Elar chilukan be'isser v'heter. You go by what they are through isser v'heter. You go by one's aser, one's mutters. They're not similar to each other. Elahainu taima de dama parin ba'at adama soyer. Why, he says, why would the Rabbanan agree to this case and not reviewed in general? Because of the language of our svar, kiv d'shneim olin, klamar shekshirim lizrika ein mevatlim zedzeh. Just like Rabbi Yehuda, azal achar dimyonam ha'etzem, azal Rabbanan achar dimyonam ha'heter. Ulafichach, anything that's mechulak in isser v'heter, that's batel. But anything that are both olin, like in our case, they could coexist with each other. And that's where the Ron continues and discusses how this relates to Davar She'esh Lo Matirin. So that's why the Rabbanan would agree by Davar She'esh Lo Matirin, it's not Batel. Because there, it's close enough. Dimyonim Be'etzem. Isser, but it's a Davar She'esh Lo Matirin that falls into Heter. That's like Heter Be'Heter. And that's what the Rabbanan would agree, Dafka by that case. L'fisha Achilak, She'bein Aminim, Sibas Habitol, Vashivui Nosein, Shelo Yubatelin. Hilka, Kal Shu Aser Achshav, Ve'eno Chaser Minisuro, Ela Sha'asid Lios Nita, Lacharzman, Oso Chisaron Shel Isser, Kivan Shehu Muat, Roy Hu Shiashli Menu, Oso Chilak, She'ish Bein Bemino, L'she'ein Amino. Avach She'ish Lo Achshav Heter, Kiahi, and he quotes, so then it would be different. Okay, that's a well-known Ron there in the Dharma Dafnun base. Good, let's continue. Tashma, says the Braisa, Nasan Lamala Velo Nimlach. What happens if the Kohen does not ask about the Lamalas and Lamatas? He just does it. He does not ask. Elav Elu Modim, he already did the Lamala. Everybody agrees, Sheyachzer V'itin Lamata. So he can still do Lamata. And Elav Elu Olono, and it would count. So my love, so what's the case here? Isn't it diaru in chadas v'ola, that dam chadas and ola got mixed up? The kivin diavle lamala, havilu shirayim, did the lamala, so you took care of the chadas. Now what do you have left to do? It's tchilas ola. Tchilas ola and the shirayim of the chadas. Viktani, elu ve'elu modim, shiachzer v'itin lamata. Shmami no makam ola makam shirayim. Isn't that a raya to Abaya? That because, again, everybody agrees that you do it. You do it. It might be the shirayim of the chatas. That's not in the same place as the tchil of the ola, is it? It must be. It is. So kiyazer of Yitzchak bar Yosef Amar no Amri b'mar Rava Hakmai Askina no. We're not talking about a regular chatas and ola here. What's the mix up here? If you go into Yarev chatas chitzona b'shirayim of the pnimi, two chatos got mixed up. The chatas chitzona and the chatas pnimi. And you already did the chatas panimi, and now you're outside. That's what we're talking about. Amalei Abaye v'neima markon diari b'shirayim. So why doesn't it just say then that it got mixed up dam chatas b'dam chatas? If it's both chatas, just say two chatos pitzonios. Wouldn't that be a simpler case? So dama hachavash malanda filo madam b'shirayim ma'akvin chaser ei ma'akvin. No, maybe the chiddush of saying this case is that even according to the opinion that shvicha shirayim of the chatos pnimios is ma'akev, if you lost some of those shirayim before you are shofechit, that's not ma'akev. So here, it's not ma'akev if you do some of the matana for, because you have to cover just the regular carbon chatos, and then by the time you do the shvicha shirayim, you're missing some from what was left of the chatos pnimios, that's not ma'akev. And maybe that will be the chiddush of the braisa. Amalei Rava Tosfal Ravina, but didn't we already have a different ukimta? Hokimna hi beruba elyona v'kayov lamala shir tachtonim va'od. But didn't we already have an ukimta earlier on yesterday's daf that the case of lamata and lamala is where you're doing the mixture is of lamata blood that has a little bit and you do lamala just more than what you have in the lamata blood, so you're for sure covering some of the lamata blood. And why do we say that okimta? Because we wanted to explain the shita of ein bila. So Amrle, the Gemara says, yeah, that was only in that havamina. Hani mi lamanda amru meikara ein bila. That's what we were trying to figure out within that shita. Maskana bil kosos pliki. But we said at the end, maybe you could be talking about kosos, and therefore you could also switch it that it's talking about chatos pnimios here as well. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Beis Hashem, maybe we'll, you know what? Let's just read the Mishnah, and then we'll talk a lot about the Mishnah Beis Hashem next time. Hani tana bifnim shidasarve. We did this Mishnah earlier in the Masechta, but we're doing it again. Hani tana bifnim shidasarve. We're talking about chutzi shafkula ama. If you have blood that's supposed to be brought inside the heichal, that got mixed up with blood that's supposed to be put outside the Heichal, Yishafchu La'ama, it has to be poured, has to be poured out, because it's different spot, different Mizbechos. Nosan Bachutz, what if you didn't listen? And first he did it, we put it on the outside. B'chazer v'nasa b'fnim kasher, that would work. B'fnim v'chazer v'nasa b'chutz, but if you brought it in and then out, Rabbi Kiva posts, Rabbi Kiva says that's possible because the dam becomes nifsal. Dam becomes nifsal if it goes inside. V'chachamim machshir, Rabbi Chachamim machshir, as long as it's not chatas blood. Rabbi Akiva omer, kol damim shenichusu l'chaper b'heichal psulin. Rabbi Kiva says any dam that goes inside is going to be possible. V'chachamim omrim chatas b'vad. Come say no, only chatas. And Rabbi Eliezer Omer Afa Asham. This is another example where Belazer puts Asham and Chatas together. Shenemar Ka Chatas Ka Asham. Again, there's a lot more to talk about on this Mishnah of Hashem, but we'll start with that next time. Okay, we'll stop here.